All right. Well, all right, we're going to call to order the Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District for June 13th. It's 10:05. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Isaac, your chair, would you like to start?
Isaac Barlow.
David Nilsson, board member.
Brad Buchanan.
Jason Burningham with LRB Public Finance Advisors. We're the advisor to Tech Ridge Public Infrastructure District.
This is Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel to the district.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first up, we have the board meeting minutes from May 21st. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I do.
Okay. Can I get a motion to
I would
approve?
motion to approve the minutes from May 21st.
Thanks, Brad.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Dave. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right. Next up is the resolution. So I'm going to turn. Oh, that's the actual amendment. There's the resolution. All right. So I'm going to turn the time over to Adam to walk through it for us.
Yep, so this is a pretty simple one. In the district's governing document, there's a requirement that any assessments on residential parcels be prepaid prior to the time of transfer to an end user. An end user in this case being typically a renter or owner of residential property within the district. So we're amending the assessment ordinance today just to resuscitate that same language from the governing document. So that will be applied in Section 8 of the existing assessment ordinance to state that, quote, requires that assessments imposed on a residential parcel or unit be prepaid at or before the time any real property is transferred to an end user with respect to such parcel.
And just for clarification, yeah, it's not a renter, but it is a owner of
Owner.
property.
Correct. The definition of end user includes a renter. And so in this case, that's how it's structured. By way of illustration, a resident homeowner or renter is an end user.
Okay, yeah, I just think it's triggered before that
Section.
because the ownership would change. But
Right.
I understand that's the intent is to make sure it doesn't make it all the way to the renter.
Exactly, yeah. So just for illustrative purposes, but functionally correct. That would likely happen prior to a renter even occupying the property.
All right. Any questions? Any other questions, I should say, for Adam?
Nope.
You want me to zoom out or zoom in?
Oh, it was a
Maybe.
cursor on there. I'm sorry. I was wondering what that
Oh,
was.
okay. All right. If there's no other questions, could I get a motion? Let me put it up to approve Resolution 2025-12.
Yeah, I propose that we approve resolution number 2025-12.
I'll second it.
Thanks, Isaac. All those in favor, say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, so for signatures, this is going to require a notary again. So let me pull up, let me
I
get.
just received those signature pages, so I
Okay.
will include them in the packet of other documents that need to be notarized, and so they'll get notarized today.
Okay, perfect. And will you also include just the signature page that doesn't need to be notarized? That's Isaac and Brad that will sign those too. If not, I can send those out via the share file.
I have them here.
Okay, perfect. All right. With that's everything I show. Do you guys have anything for us?
I'll quickly mention that, as with the first version of the assessment ordinance and then the First Amendment, we'll also need to post this physically on site within the district and then on the Utah Public Notice website. So once you have those notarized signature pages, just send them my way, and then I'll compile the fully executed document for posting.
Okay, so that means posting on the in the public location on the which
Exactly.
I've been doing outside of our office.
Yep. That's right.
Okay.
And then we'll take care of the website, of course. So,
Okay. What's the lead time on that?
there's no requirement to post it immediately. The reason that we typically prefer it sooner rather than later is that once 30 days after posting it has expired, members of the public can't contest this action.
Okay.
So, immediately
And I
there.
assume you need a photo of it for the record.
Yes, that would be great.
Great.
Okay, if nothing else, take a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Thanks, Dave.
Seconded.
Thanks, Isaac. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
That's unanimous. Okay, good to see you
Aye.
guys as always.
Thank
Well
you. Thank
done.
you.
Congratulations.